look at that, it's more like 628 and a half. So.
629.
Kathleen said it's 6:30. We have David here to keep us alive.
It's time. It's time.
I'm sorry, guys.
Showtime.
It's a midge. A midge. Hey, I would like to call this meeting to order. Is Kathy here? There you are back there. Okay. Kathy Chester from Carolina Coast Vineyard Church is going to give our invocation and lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance.
Dear wise and loving Father, first let me say thank you on behalf of all who are gathered here today. Thank you for your many and abundant blessings. As the summer season begins to wind down, we thank you for your goodness, your blessings, and continued safety for all who enjoy life here. You know, in the scriptures you have said that citizens ought to obey the governing authorities, since you have established those very authorities to promote peace, order, and justice. Therefore, I pray for our mayor, for each level of city official, and in particular for this assembled council. I'm asking that you would graciously grant them wisdom to govern amid conflicting interests, a sense of the true needs of Prairie Beach, a thirst for justice and rightness, confidence for what is good and fitting, and the ability to work together in harmony. I pray for the agenda set before them today. Please give them an assurance of what would please you and what would benefit this community most effectively. It's in your most blessed name we pray. Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, first, I would like to have a motion to excuse Commissioner Hagler.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay. Approval of the consent agenda. Does anybody have anything they would like to change or add? Or
make a motion to approve the consent agenda items.
Second.
Okay. Second from Commissioner Craig over here. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay. Adoption of our agenda. Does anybody have anything they would like to add, delete, or change on the regular agenda? Do I hear a motion?
I move we accept the agenda as published.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Discussion and consideration of persons to address council. We have three people tonight.
Maybe four.
Oh, we have four. Okay, John Allen.
My name is John Allen. I live at 181 Sea Watch Way. As some of you know, on the council, I am running for one of the council seats. That's not the speech I'm going to give. I'm also, as part of my community involvement, a a member of Congressman Rouser's Veterans Advisory Council. My question is, once I'm seated up there for next year, is there a conflict of interest with me continuing to serve on a congressman's committee?
Attorney? I don't believe so.
First of all, Veterans Affairs is not something we usually address, but even at some point, if it were, you would, you know, just recuse yourself.
Well, we had a meeting with him earlier this month, and I asked the congressman about this issue, and as far as he's concerned, I don't want to address our case.
No, I think we should be very proud that you're taking your time to help look after our veterans.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, John.
Janet Carroll? Yes, Janet.
I live on 4th and I, and I know you have the paid parking, the free places for the paid parking. One of the concerns I have is a lot of the visitors are now parking where the restaurant parking is to go to the beach. So when the people want to go to the restaurant and eat, they're not being able to find a parking place. You see some of them unloading all of their stuff in front of the restaurants, and then, you know, they're gone for 3 or 4 hours or whatever. It's making it a little bit harder for the locals and the people that want to eat. Maybe if there is a way that you could put a sign in front that says patron parking only, and make the beach people, you know, park maybe in the parking places other than at the restaurants. I've noticed that a lot since the paid parking. Paid parking is empty. All the other places that are free are taken up. So,
I agree with you 100%.
Yeah, so that's one of them. And then, since I live on I and 4th, you've got that divided center section. So people are coming up the wrong way, and they're coming from 4th, from the north, and coming to I and taking that first left, which makes them go in the wrong way. And we've seen almost, you know, because we see the cars coming, and then they don't stop. People just don't stop at that stop sign. And is there any way maybe you can put an arrow that says this way and that way to keep them? Because when they go down the wrong way and they go to the main boulevard, anybody off that main boulevard knows that they can make a right. They're going to make a right with full force, thinking that they're going to make a right and there's a car coming. And we sit on our porch and see that all day long. And on Saturday it's worse.
So we don't have one-way signs there.
You have one-way signs, but when you're coming on 4th, headed that way,
yeah,
they automatically take that first left. They're not seeing the sign that says one-way. If you could put arrows, you know, there where the stop sign is, that says this way, and maybe they'll know that it's a divided.
Or maybe
like
a left-hand turn or something.
Because 2 weeks ago, I was in the house and I seen somebody come up the wrong way, and I went out there to look to see what they were doing, and they were coming up the wrong way that you were going down, and it was a young girl who just got her license. Apparently she didn't realize it was one way, and of course she comes all the way up into our yard to park in that center that's free, and then I got on to him, can you stay at my yard, you know? I know it's the right way, but I try to make everything nice and pretty. You know, you got the center section to park, and then of course they blessed me out, and they got mad and all that kind of stuff, but I did tell her, you know, that the mother came up and said she's down there crying because I got on to her, and I said, well, for one, she's going the wrong way. You know, and would you rather me get mad at her and cause her to get upset, or somebody run into her and kill her? But something needs to be done right there, as far as the markings on the road or something. Since that center section where, I guess, where they test the water and stuff, mm-hmm. they took that whole entire center section, mm-hmm. so then now that's the dog park. But,
yeah.
Yeah. And
we have several of those.
Yeah, yeah. But it's causing everybody to park further up, and that's no problem. Yeah. But they are going wrong the wrong way.
Okay. Our commissioner over here is with the police department, so yeah.
I'll talk to the police chief tomorrow morning.
Right. I mean, it can be confusing when you're knowing you're not from here. You know, I know because I live here. You know, but people that don't live here, they take the first left, assuming that it's the right way. So that's just one of my concerns, maybe. But because that I mean, with us having a one-way street up and one-way street down, we come out of our driveway, and it's harder for us to get out because that road is narrower because you're not backing out into a two-lane. You're backing out into a single lane. So when they park in the center, park really close to the road, you can't get out of your driveway. Debbie that lives across the street, she knew I was out of town, and people were using my shower because I can't put a shower around to keep them. They just assumed they could just go over there and use my shower, and then she called me back up again and said they're sitting on my patio. They're enjoying my patio.
That's ridiculous.
I'm sorry.
You know, and I mean, really, and then I'm watching them out there, and they're changing their clothes, and they're throwing dirty diapers out. So it's an issue of, you know, there's nowhere for them to put their trash, and then we go out there and try to pick up the trash, you know, what they've left. The next one down on third, a man decided to go to the bathroom and he loops it out and goes to the bathroom in the bushes. And I was standing there watching him. And I mean, there's people, you know, I mean.
Do you ever call the police when you see these people doing that?
Well, I called the police one time and told them that they forever, I mean, I don't know who it is, and he drives a green Jeep, and he thinks that stop sign don't belong to him, and he just runs right through it. But when you're coming up, and you can't see from this way, and we're sitting there going, no, they had almost a couple of wrecks really close. Mm-hmm. But they sat there, I think, one time. But when they sat, you know, when they sit out there in clear sight, they're going to stop.
So does the green Jeep live in the area?
He lives right around here.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Watch him all the time. Keith goes, there you go.
Could you get his tag number? Could you get his tag number sometime when he's rushing through there?
Well, when he's going through, I can't see it, but, you know, I can maybe get a description of it. He's got to live here somewhere because we see him too often every day.
Is it an open top?
No.
So it's like a Cherokee? A hard top.
It's not silver.
No. But that's what I have to say, you know, with the parking and the arrows and making it more definite. And I think there's another divided road.
Oh, E.
Yeah, there's another divided road, but I don't know. I only know this one because I live there and I sit there out there on the porch and I watch it every day. And Saturday is a show. So maybe somebody can.
Thank you for bringing those items up.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Really appreciate it. Thank you, Jenny. Bill Moore.
So my name is Bill Moore. I live at 2003 Ocean Dunes. I need to talk to you a little bit about what I consider to be an unfair practice with the recycling program you're running. Basically, you charge $4.88 per can to recycle, which I have no problem with. What I have a problem with is Ocean Dunes and the Reagans are treated as a property rather than the number of cans they use. So in the case of Ocean Dunes, we have 197 units counting the rec center. And we're billed for 197 cans monthly, $4.88 a can, when in fact we only have 100 cans. We may have 125 because Nancy and I just talked about that a few minutes ago, that we definitely ordered a few more. But there's still about 70 some odd cans that we are paying for that we don't use, and I'm not even taking into the fact that most of the year we don't use those 100 cans. It's only the 10 weeks of the season. And I understand you can't predict when we're going to use them, but I really believe if we have 100 or 125 cans, That's what we should be paying for, and not 197 cans, because you're charging property. And I said, this not only affects us, it does affect the Riggins. And I've had a very pleasant experience talking about this with Nancy. It's not an issue for Casitas. I just simply disagree with your current policy. So I'm bringing it to your attention, and hopefully you'll address it.
Thank you.
Okay.
Nancy, is there a reason why we do this?
When we switch from the bins, we were charging per resident, for residents, to provide the service. The HOA management company at both Ocean Dunes and the Riggins did not want
196 plus.
I don't even think they had 197. They may have had bins in each. But we, for recycling, we've always charged per the residents. All the residents in Ocean Dunes have the opportunity to recycle, whether they use it or not, just as our part-time homeowners have to pay for recycling, whether they're here 8 months and they're here or not. Otherwise, we can't afford to provide the service. So the agreement was they told us how many carts they wanted. Since then, they have added carts. We started out with 75, I think.
And now we're up to evidently 125 with the numbers.
Yes, they ordered 20 last year and then another 25 this year. Part of it is because they don't have anybody to bring all those carts out to the street and take them back.
That's not true.
And nowhere to store them is what I was told. And the same with the Riggins, because they have a very small area. And they only have a handful of garbage carts, but we still charge for them.
No, the reality, and as a member of the board of Ocean Dunes, we don't need more than those cans. Okay, so I understand the extra ones because during the season they start to overflow. So we need the extra cans. I understand that. I don't have a problem with that. I don't have a problem paying for the whole year. I don't necessarily like to, but that's real world. But to charge us for cans that we don't even own on a monthly basis, if you start multiplying 70 or 75 cans times 48 times 12, that's a chunk of change. $5,000 slipped a little either way. And I don't think it's appropriate for us to have that happen to us. So anyway, I look forward to addressing that issue. Thank you.
Thank you, Bill.
Questions, guys?
The only question I and I guess we'll take this up with Nancy later, is if every resident actually pays the fee, or the cans pay the fee, and what is our statute that governs that? So we do need to look at it.
I don't recall right off what the code says. I think it may say per resident. Recall. I think it is per resident. Per residence. I mean, we've got people come and say, well, I don't use it. I don't want to recycle it. Well, you still get charged for the service. And I equate it to property, my school taxes. I don't have kids in school, but that's still bad. If we're going to provide the service, we have to be able to fund it and keep the price affordable for everyone.
Okay.
We don't know that all the residential units here in the state of Ocean Dunes are not participating in the same thing.
We are not arguing that over you. We're just simply saying, 100 or 125 cans meets our needs. Why should I pay for 197?
Understand the question.
Okay. how do you pronounce your last name, Hold?
H-A-L-D, Hall.
Hall, okay.
I just want to...
You're up. And please give us your full name and address.
My name is Chris Hall. I live at 209 South 4th Avenue. I agree with this young lady over here about the cars went in, not going the right direction. But I don't understand that if we're going to get a new car in 2018, what's our oldest car? For the police department or something, Durango police vehicle, the 36,000?
Arlen or Jim, can you come in on
what's the oldest car we have?
Our new police car?
2009 or 10 is my rough guess.
2008,
I don't know, somewhere in the range.
Yeah, the police department has a standard replacement program based on both time and mileage.
So what's the vehicle we have now?
What's
we have several vehicles.
We have a number of vehicles, but yes.
And now it's 12, but I mean, I think it's too expensive to get another car because, you know, I see two cars that go over 200 miles an hour. They can't shut that down at this fast on this island. I think it's a waste of money. I think that $36,000 should go more to the disability people. And there's something else I want to say. I don't really think we need a new fire department. I don't really think we need a new police department. I don't feel any fear in living on Curry Beach at all. They have a fire department here, and it was built almost not even 20 years ago, am I right?
91.
How many years is that?
26.
26 years. You know, most fire departments should last 30, 40 years. That's the first thing you build, and it lasts forever. Being from Texas, and I live in New York City now, they build it up block, they build it up stone. I think that could wait for a year or two. And everybody could buy a fire extinguisher for their own house for $5 million. And I noticed that I'm in Gauss. I'm not real sure, but I was talking to my wife. She's up in New York now. We're trying to figure out all the taxes and stuff. I think we're being gouged. And the gentleman's talking about the trash cans and stuff. When I moved here 4 years ago, we were supposed to get a bigger trash can and a recyclable trash can. I never got it. Am I still getting charged for that?
You would have
to talk with Nancy Avery and find out.
I don't
find out.
You can. I've been here for 4 years. I had one green can. And we went up there, did everything we're supposed to do to come into the community, mm-hmm. so nobody gives us any hassle. I still don't have a recycling.
If the code is mistaken, you have to pay for it.
I know, and then we went to the city hall and we said we wanted a recycling can because we believe in recycling. And my wife told me that she ordered both of them and we never got a recycling.
Well, I apologize. If we had known that you hadn't received it, we would have certainly gotten one. You don't pay for recycling, you just pay for the garbage cart.
Right, but I mean, for the last 3 or so years, I don't pay for the recycling can that we ordered and we never got.
You don't have to purchase the can. You pay a monthly fee of $4.88. And by code, it's per premise. Owner and occupant of any premise within 3 weeks pays for recycling and garbage.
So right, I pay for the garbage, but I don't have a recycling can.
We wouldn't know that unless you told us.
What?
We wouldn't know that unless you told us.
I went to the city hall before I told the lady at the office.
Okay. Well, we need to get your can. We need to get your can.
Okay, and I don't really think it's necessary. I think the police department's big enough. And the fire department, they should have built it the first time. And for $5 million a month. All I see is more taxes coming at me.
Were you aware that we had a meeting, an open meeting on this on Monday?
I was sick.
Okay.
You know, I shattered my spleen. My spleen was taken out. I had a wreck in Tennessee, and I mean, I had a lot of problems. And every time I come up here, you know, to go to a meeting, half the time they're canceled. Mm-hmm. I think it would be great if we could put $5 million towards the disability people, and we could take care of our shorelines. I don't fear anything from. Police department's doing a great job. Fire department's doing great. I don't know why we have to have $5 million that we're going to end up paying for. I mean, I don't think this is an island full of crime and everything. Everybody knows where everybody lives. The police knows where everybody lives. I think it's a waste of money. There's something else I can't remember right now. $5 million should go to shoreline, it should go to the disability. I mean, we could even build a medical center here, or maybe a golf course so we could call a doctor or a lawyer if somebody got hurt. Another thing I want to bring up, the parking thing, I don't care about that because I think, I do care about that because one guy that's getting money from the parking thing, he's getting a percentage. He needs that parking. He owns all the buildings here, and he owns a pier, and he owns that property, I believe, and he has a hotel next to it. He needs that parking. Now the city's taking over, and he's getting a subsidy from it. So I think that, and like the guy that owns a gas station. That's the only gas station in town, and Cindy talked to us. Says he owns that property. Why should we subsidize this guy? By the city. How much money? I don't think we're making that much money. He can have his own guy out there, like they do on Carolina Bridge, under an umbrella, and sitting there drinking lemonade or whatever, and collecting...
That's the tiki bar.
That's what you're referencing?
This is across the street where the big hotel is.
Yeah, it's the Tiki Bar, yeah. That's a private entity,
yeah.
The town of Carolina Beach, you do
that. That's private land. That's private land, so I don't understand why you're talking about private.
We're going to discuss parking in a little bit. We'll go over
to the I'm confused on that. And I just think 5 million should go more to the disability. And what happens if, you know, I don't drive. There's a lot, I'm only 61, but there's a lot of people older than I am. And if there's an emergency, how are we going to get these people out? Off the island if there's a big hurricane coming. Wouldn't $5 million be better to try to get the people out instead of worrying about the police department's great. The fire department's okay at this time. I think we should wait 3 or 4 more years. I think we need to concentrate on the people and put the $5 million for the people that are disabled, $5 million that, you know, like, you know, everybody I know, I live on 4th Street, everybody complains, just like this young lady was talking about. Everybody complains about that thing. And I've been here for I came here in October, 2017, I came here in 2013.
I'd like to make sure you understand what thing specifically are you talking about.
We're talking about 4th Street where they go up, they go in the wrong direction.
Okay.
I mean, how long does it take to put an arrow on it?
There is an arrow on it.
If there's an arrow there, it's not working. It has to be something there where it's do not enter and it's really there in your face.
And we're going to ask the police chief to check on that and take care of it.
That's chump change. But I'm just trying to say to spend $5 million on the fire department and on the police department, which is doing a good job. The 5 million should go to disability and trying to figure out a way to get people that are disabled to get off the island if it's an emergency.
Sir?
Yes, ma'am.
We do have a program for people with disabilities and also people who are elderly. They can sign up either through the police department or through the county so that they will be on the emergency management list if a really bad hurricane comes, and Wave Transit will provide transportation for them to get off to the island and to a shelter.
How many vehicles are on Wave Transit right here? Because I'm disabled myself and I try to get on Wave Transit.
You need to then tell somebody in the police department you would like to sign up for that program.
I'm just asking you a question. How many vehicles are here right now? If you get an emergency call, a hurricane's coming, we need to get out of here. How fast can we get the disabled out, the old people?
You have usually a week's notice.
Yes.
So and then you have to determine what category the hurricane is and what the potential damages are. There's a very specific county municipality process that everybody participates in. It's identified. We actually have an emergency plan. I'd encourage you, if you're worried about that, to become familiar with it, so that you know what to do personally for hurricane and what the town is doing.
And if something gets hurt here really seriously, like, can we get Medevac out of here?
For what?
We have enough notice about hurricanes necessary.
I'm not talking about hurricanes.
If you're ill or injured?
I had a family member that was hit by a drunk driver. She had to be Medevac out.
Out of Kiri Beach?
Austin, Texas.
If you're
something similar to you.
if it requires a helicopter, you'll be medevaced out.
Where would it land?
The hospital.
No, where would it land here?
Fort Fisher? The Air Force Base.
Can it land also where the baseball building?
No.
Why?
Because it can't.
There's a facility
already set up at the Air Force Base for helicopters to come in and out, and they practice regularly on that, and so they are aware of it, and they know, you know, that's where they can go if there's an emergency.
So if there's a helicopter they're waiting for us?
No, there's no helicopter.
I said there's
waiting.
A place to land one.
Yes. That would be cost prohibitive to hold one.
can't think of anything else, but if I do, I'll come back up. Thank you for your
question. Thank you. Consideration of committee business, Board of Adjustment, Community Center. We have a barbecue coming up. That's you.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, I'm sorry. Oh, well, you tapped over here and you tapped over here. I missed that. Yeah, this, listen, best barbecue you will ever get. You can get at the Community Center this Saturday, 4 o'clock to 8 o'clock. $9 a plate. It's middle of the island barbecue. Participation from most of our, many of our downtown suppliers. Big Daddy's provides the coleslaw. It's an excellent event. We have Kathleen's husband and his band provides music. Please come on by. Enjoy the food, enjoy the music, enjoy just sharing the time together with your community people. Yeah.
Just one more question. I didn't get it about the recycling bin. We ordered it. Did we get charged for anything?
You'll have to talk to this lady right next to you. The marketing committee and the Tourist Development Authority did not meet this month. They took August off. They will be meeting again next month and have a report at the next council meeting. Planning and Zoning Commission, John.
We are working a couple of issues dealing with setbacks in businesses and the residents. You all got an email from Mr. Whitley regarding that issue, but we are not prepared to bring a solution forward tonight. We're going to work on it in our September meeting. Hopefully, I can bring something in September.
Okay. Well, thank
There's
you.
There's one other thing I forgot to mention. Can I speak again?
Sure.
It's about zoning. I have a guy that's parked where, if I want to rent my house out for the season, behind me there's a vacant lot. There's a guy that's parking all his trailers behind me.
Is it his property?
No.
It's your property?
It's his friend's property.
And is he has permission
he
from
has
his
permission,
friend?
But it looks like a it doesn't look good for me because it's hard for me to rent my home. It's hurting my business if I want next season. I want to rent my place. The guy comes in my backyard and he sees all these trailers here, a pickup truck, sometimes a boat. I mean, I know on the other side of the tracks, I don't see any of that stuff.
There are HOAs on this side that handle all of that, but are you part of an HOA in your neighborhood?
No, I'm not. I should just be able to, I just think it looks ugly. I think if a guy can afford a $70,000 boat or a $100,000 boat, he can find a place to park it besides behind the yard because he's been here all his life and he's got a buddy that'll let him park in his yard or his vacant lot. You know, it hurts my business, but I want to start renting out. Would you like to rent a house and go on vacation and you sit in the back garden and see all these trailers across the fence? It looks terrible. I think this should be a new zoning law where people can afford these kind of boats, these trailers and stuff like that. They should find a place to park it on their own. Some place where it doesn't look so bad.
Thank you.
John and I will look into that. John Bass and thank you.
Thank you, Joseph.
Thank you,
ma'am. Shoreline Access, is Dennis here tonight? Okay.
No.
And no non-town committee reports. Okay, discussion and consideration of department head business, administration, and recreation.
Thank you, Mayor. Just a quick announcement. I want to thank Kathleen Zielinski. For those of you who don't know her, she's the administrative assistant for a building inspection and graciously volunteered to help me out with minutes and other tasks until we can get through the interview process and fill the position.
And
could
I ask you, you're not hiring an assistant clerk or someone who could become assistant clerk, you're hiring an administrative assistant, is that
yes,
right?
Yes, that's my plan. Rather than another separate clerk, I would like to bring in an administrative assistant to do both assisting me and personnel and some other special projects, add some different duties to that job.
Okay.
And
But she'll be taking care of the council during our meetings and doing all of our minutes.
Most things, I'll be giving you a list of things that she'll be doing as clerk for. I'll be compiling the agenda, so all agenda items will have to come through. That she'll be doing, putting the agenda packets out and the calendars and the website.
Does that mean we'll be saving some money on the salary?
If I can.
Thank you. Thank you. Okay, finance.
I just have one item. I guess over the last week or so, there's been some emails regarding a specific account regarding garbage and the overbilling that occurred because of an error going back a number of years. And really just want to get, I guess, council's guidance input on how you'd like to proceed. It is going back approximately 7 years. I sent you some information, I guess, on the costs involved, also some guidance, I guess, from the UNC School of Government, also in regard to overbuildings and statutes of limitation in that regard. Okay.
So the statute of limitation was 2 years?
2 years.
What's the amount of the total period of time?
The dollar amount covering the whole time would be 448, which we've already given credits of 30, so it would be 418 at this point.
Okay, so we have in fact been misbilling?
Yeah, I can't really say what happened, but at some point in time, and it kind of predates myself, predates the current utility manager, so exactly what happened, I'm not sure.
Okay. In that case, it would be my opinion that she should receive the money she was overbilled for the period of time. Not as a precedent, but in this particular case, I would like to see myself get my money back. So I don't know if you guys...
I would agree with that.
I would too, especially since when we had talked, there was nothing noted on the bill as to the number of carts that...
I guess with that, in regard to that, the way the billing software works for things like stormwater, garbage, recycle, it doesn't list a quantity, but it does list the dollar amount. With that, I'll say that we do publish our fees every year. They're on the town website. We have a fee schedule. So anyone that is checking their bill should also notice if there's some kind of discrepancy on their bill.
It's a fair point. I think we've all determined, particularly over the new construction potential that we're working on here, that many people, with a lot of information, pay very little attention to it. But I would say, I don't know, Madam Mayor, but you probably have an opinion on this.
No, I just mainly want to clarify that you mean for the entire period,
yes,
that she was being billed, not just the last 2 years.
Yes. I don't think it should be a precedent. It's also not a great sum of money.
Could we have a motion to that effect?
I move we repay the lady who is overcharged for garbage. Is that it? That we repay her the full amount she was overbilled.
I second that.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Okay. Building department. Oh, I'm sorry. Are you finished?
That was it.
Thanks, Arla.
Building department. Looks like we've got our development line again.
Here we go.
I'm trying to make this short. If you'll remember, I went to the CRC Commission in July, Greenville, North Carolina.
What's the CRC?
Coastal Resources Commission. And presented our proposed development line, which runs directly across where our beach and nursery needs to line is. They identified three areas that they wanted to change before that they would pass this development plan map. This is the first area, and the most northern area. That is what you're looking at there is located at 217 South Fort Fisher Boulevard. You can see where that line used to jut up, and now where you see the two X's, they asked for the line to kind of join the two concurrently.
John, could you walk over and maybe point out the line? I think we may be a little familiar with it, but I don't think everybody is.
That's where the line used to be?
Yes, that was at jut out.
Right. This is where they want the line to go from this point to this point.
Okay.
And the impact on the owner of that property will not be a negative impact, is that right? Mm-hmm. As a result of CRC's demanding that we change it.
It really won't change what they're able to do on that piece of property.
Okay. Okay. Thank you.
This is the second location. This one's a little harder to see, but this is at 1009 South Fort Fisher Boulevard. This is the house that cantilevers way over.
Yeah.
Previously, this line kind of jumped up and did this site deal right here. CRC wanted us to join these lines, so it ran along with the rest of the beach.
And will there be any negative impact on that property?
It should not affect the property in a negative way.
Thank you.
And the final location. Was located at the Ravens. Previously, this is where our beach nourishment line ended. This is where we stopped getting easements. That's the end of our project. So we actually had to draw it in where we wanted the development line for the rest of our area, which is across the Riggins and a couple of Ocean Dunes buildings. When we drew it in, we just kind of did a straight line down here like this. When I went before CRC, they immediately had an issue with that, I think primarily because of their relationship with the Riggins. Even though that line would have made no difference whether it was in the ocean or all the way back here, they can't rebuild the rigging as they sit. They asked me to come back and draw that line closer and in line with the buildings as they are now. It has not affected those properties any more or less than they already were affected.
Okay. Where did the stones start, John, at the end of the yellow? Did the stones start at the end of
rocks.
The yellow? Yeah, the rocks.
Right
there.
The yellow I just put in there, so highlights it so I could find it very quickly.
So we didn't change the Curie Dunes line, is still the same as we had last time?
You mean Ocean Dunes?
I'm sorry. Yeah, Ocean Dunes, not Curie Dunes. Yeah, it's the other end of town.
These are the three areas that I pointed out previously.
Yeah, right.
And I believe I still have those in here if you want to check those out real quick. Before and after. Yeah.
Yep. Okay.
So that's the first one. It's 217. See how that black line jumps? Mm-hmm. Jaws out. The yellow line brings them back together.
Mm-hmm.
That is 1009 South Fort Fisher Boulevard. You can see all the black line jaws out.
Mm-hmm.
That is the yellow line bringing them back together. Here we are with the Riggins and the end of Ocean Dunes, where you see that star on the corner. That's where our beach nourishment project ends. So we just drew the black line in there, and they said they didn't like that. They wanted it to follow the line of the buildings.
You see that, Bill?
Yeah, I understand it. I also
what I'm hearing is the same issues we had for those last two units exist in the event of 51% destruction. They'd have to be turned around, but they're still rebuilt.
It doesn't matter if that black line's in the ocean or if it's on the road. You still can't build those two buildings or the riggings exactly where they're sitting, exactly the way
they are. We talked about pushing it back and turning it around so the parking lot faces the water.
Right.
But they're rebuildable under those circumstances.
In theory.
Not that it's any of my concern any longer.
Would you like to go back to that one?
Yeah, 217 South, if I recall. The reason I'm asking, I used to own that house.
Oh.
I think that piece of property and the one next door never signed an easement to begin with. I don't know if that impacts the ability to change that line.
So, there certainly is an easement, that's why there's a line there. My understanding was that there is what is left of a bulkhead from the 30s and 40s, from where Atlantic Avenue used to go down, all the way to I Avenue. Is that correct, Andy?
Yes.
So they used that bulkhead as the line, and that's the only area that was left.
Yeah. I just remember there's a legal document pinned to that property, that one and the Wren's next door. He used to own those two properties, that where he excluded his properties when everyone granted easements for the CAM and all that.
Right. Well, we're not actually changing the easements by any means, so that will be there. This is a totally separate issue,
okay.
A totally separate thing, and all we're trying to do is use the location of that easement for our new development line for Coastal Resources Commission. This actually brings that house into conformity, believe it or not.
Well, it was when it was built.
Now,
yeah.
It's non-conforming right now, but as soon as this passes, that building will be conforming.
And what happens to the building? Can you just stay there?
Yep.
So, what do you need, John?
So,
a motion or resolution?
The next meeting is on September 26th and 27th.
We need this resolution right here.
I have a
motion to adopt this resolution.
Any questions, anything else?
Questions? Do you want to make the motion?
That's fine. No more questions. I make a motion to adopt resolution R-17-18, petitioning the North Carolina Coastal Resource Commission for adoption of a development line for the town. Approval of the map dated August 17, 2017, outlining the location of the development line and authorization to the building inspector to represent the request at the September Coastal Resource Commission meeting.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
Thank you. I will warn you that the next CRC meeting is on September 26th and 27th. It's here in Wilmington at the Adams County Complex. They have not given us a clear answer as to whether they'll accept this resolution as proof that town council has seen it. They like seeing the minutes after they've been signed and voted on. And the reason I'm bringing this up is if you want me to present this in September, there may become a need for y'all to put together a special meeting to approve the minutes of this meeting.
Okay.
But we will let you know.
Thank you. Thank you.
Good luck.
Okay, fire department, police department, public works.
Public works. I just want to give council an update on the test we've been doing for the wells for the 10X. As you know, in your memo, the first one came back just barely, so we decided we're going to resample, and we're probably going to go back with, well, we're actually going with another laboratory right now, and we're also going to go back with the same, just do apples to apples with each other, you know, to, just want to let you guys know that, you know, probably in another 8-10 days that we should have results back on that.
Okay. Jim, do you know, do we take our sample at the aquifer, or do we take it at the wellhead?
We take it at the wellhead.
At the wellhead,
yes.
Okay. So that's
where
exactly
what and where I was asked to take from the Test America was closest to the river at the time, you know,
mm-hmm.
which would be Ocean Dunes.
Yep.
So we actually took at different samples this time in different places. So, you know, hopefully everything will turn out just fine.
Where did Carolina Beach take theirs?
I honestly did not know. But, you know, we did all the precautions and everything that the labs
mm-hmm.
asked us to do, you know, come out. Been taking samples for this town for about 7 or 8 years now. So, you know, hopefully, you know, it wasn't really nothing, but, you know,
you never know.
Can't downplay stuff like this, you know.
And I'm just glad we have accurate factual information to present to our residents and property owners,
yeah,
so
absolutely.
They know they're safe.
Yep. But also the lift station's coming along really good. We're right proud of that. Can't wait for that to end. So. But other than that,
do you have a prognosis on the completion of that?
I'm gonna say they were saying around maybe the 1st of October.
Okay.
It's
right. Something to look forward to.
Yeah, absolutely.
Thank
long
you.
Time coming.
All right.
Any questions?
Thank you, Jim.
Thank you, Jimmy. Okay. Discussion and consideration of all business ad hoc parking committee. You would take one and give one to Joseph. Kathleen, could I ask your assistance here? Could you give this to our attorney, to Nancy, to John, to Jimmy, to John Allen, and then anyone else in the audience that would like to have one? Let me say that first of all, we don't have all the information from our pilot project this summer on paid parking. But even when we do, it's not just a matter of voting on, of us coming together and saying, are we going to have paid parking, yes or no, we vote on it, and that's our decision. There's so much more to take into consideration. And let me first say, the volunteers in this town used to be the backbone of Curie Beach. And the things they worked on made a huge impact, and many of them still do today. It was an ad hoc committee that was headed by Jim Dugan for at least 2 years or 3 years on the Oceanfront Park, which we may not even have today if it had not been for that ad hoc committee that put all of that together. I believe the same thing happened with Joe Eakes Park and with our beach crossovers and our SLAP committee. It was the Parks and Recreation Committee and their volunteers who created our disc golf course. It was the Community Center Committee that oversaw all the operations of that facility, including scheduling of activities. Of course, as the town grew and demands on the facility grew, we became very fortunate enough to hire a wonderful recreation director who still works closely with the Community Center Committee and our volunteers, although she could use some additional staff. We had an environmental committee for a while that provided educational programs on public works that were required, I believe, by some of our revenue sources, and also pushed hard for implementation of recycling and making Curie Beach one of the most progressive towns in this area when it comes to recycling. It was the Finance Committee that brought the council's attention to what we thought was a extremely low percentage of reserves, and in working with our finance director, asked that the minimum percentage be set at least 32% and never lower than that, and something we had not talked about, at least since I've been on council. Now, when it comes to parking, when we can come to our October council meeting after we have all the information on our pilot program and make a decision on just that and leave it at that. Or I've provided you with a list, and I know this is not complete. I'm sure several of you would on the council may have some additional items on here. But in thinking about this for the last week, I came up with as many issues as I could think of that relate to parking that the council really needs to make a decision on. And I think it would be very difficult for us to just go down the list at a council meeting and say yes, no, yes, no, yes, no, without any input or research at all presented to us. I was hoping instead that we would have an ad hoc committee that we could turn this over to that would research it, each one of these issues, and present us with recommendations and alternatives, including input from other communities, input from our residents and property owners, input from our staff and the P&Z board. And that work is far more than I believe the five of us can do alone. And so that's why I am presenting this to you and would like any comments or questions.
From my perspective, we've been talking about parking together for quite a long time. I know that we had a ad hoc parking, Charlie and the guys were here for about a year talking about parking and bicycle safety and things like that. I know we had Orville and your vision team.
And that's, that, they and mainly did pay, I think they mainly proposed the pay part. Oh. They brought in the vendor and all and
when I talked to Orville, I said it's not the paid parking committee, it's the parking committee. We need to determine what we're doing on parking. So, I mean, I'm not overly pushed on necessarily against a committee on these detailed particular points. There are a lot of good detailed points here, Emily. I agree with that. But I think as the council, we need to give them a definition of something, and then these will be the fill-in points. I think if we just give them a blank page.
Oh, no, I think it should be really good guidelines and direction.
Yeah, I like no parking in the communities. Make sure you have stuff for people who have no access, no off-street access to the properties. We're going to white line things or whatever we're going to do, but I think we need some very specific direction, and then people can deal on these based on some type of parameters. I mean, I don't know. Joe, I think you have a view on this.
I think we've talked about parking to death. Council just needs to make a decision to move forward on any of these topics.
So you would just like for us to go down the list and say yes, no, yes,
sure.
No.
Okay. That's what we're voted in to do, is make the decision.
Jim?
I'd like to cut the baby in half.
Okay, Solomon.
One of the reasons that I thought that we were doing the test for this summer was to determine whether we thought that there was a feasibility for paid parking in town.
Yes.
If we end up at the end of our test and are convinced, or a majority are convinced, that there isn't a feasibility for paid parking in town, then we know we're pretty much going to stay the way we are. And then I would suggest at that point would probably be, well, first
well,
of all,
well,
either if we voted yes, I would be okay with the committee. And if we voted no, I would also be okay with the committee to look over the portions of this that we could upgrade what we have at the present time and meet all the restrictions. For example, I've already talked to the police chief a number of times. He said there's going to be a huge change in ordinances. between paid parking and what we have at the present time. So I think that there's a good deal of work that needs to be done if in fact we say yeah. But personally, I'd like to see us either say yes or no and then discuss.
From my perspective,
question. Is this private? Is the city using private property?
We don't know, sir. We haven't gotten that far.
Because it's subsidizing people that have private property.
I don't know. I don't know what your question is.
He's upset that bike is being subsidized, even though we're going in the hole.
You know, you subsidize the guy that has the parking thing. He needs it anyway. Now you're going to charge people to park there, and he's going to get some money from it, and he needs it anyway. So what you're doing is you're trying to bring a little trickle bit of money in, but really it's just you're subsidizing a guy. It's like buying a farm. One time you buy 100 acres and it says, I'm going to grow wheat, and the government says, well, if you don't grow wheat, we'll pay you not to grow it.
Unfortunately, sir, I don't think you have an understanding.
I do.
I don't think you do. I think that those private lots were provided to the town.
Right.
No charge.
Right. And I was the guy who was talking to someone about the guy that owns the Senko station. One of the workers says, well, he's going to tear this down. He's going to build it over there where the parking lot is. I said, why tear this down? Just make it a parking lot and have him charge $10 an hour. I have a guy sit under a tent and with a chair. And when a guy drives in, he gives him $10 and that's it. And the guy's making $10 for every car.
Okay. There's too many questions. I mean, it's easy to take something like this and say, that's how I feel about it. When you put it in the recipe, what's the egress? What's the access? Where do you leave? Do you turn left or do you turn right?
The city made?
Sir, we haven't made this decision. Okay?
No, I'm just asking.
This has been,
it into effect,
no,
how
this
much money
is
the city
no,
made on?
How much what?
The city has made on private
The
parking.
City has made nothing, okay? And neither have the owners of those lots. Mm-hmm. This was nothing but a pilot program for this summer because we've never done this. We've never had paid parking in this town. It was a pilot program to just test it out and see how it would go. It won't be finished until the end of September. We can look at all of the figures then and say yes or no. If we say no, it's not worth it. It economically, it's not going to fly, then that's the end of paid parking. If we say, if it looks like it would be economically feasible for the town, in addition to helping with all the tourists who are here, then we have a list of issues about this long that we need to consider. Okay, so we haven't made a decision. We're not going to make one tonight.
That's my question. I'm just wondering, like, when you start a business or you're trying to start an enterprise, see if we're going to make money on the city by charging people, wouldn't you go by month to see how much income came by each month? And at the end of it, so-called project, you add it all up. I don't get where you're not following the money. For each month it goes.
Were you in downtown Curie Beach today? If you were, you would know that two of those lots did not have one single car all day long. So we received, and the owners received nothing.
But the owners received something.
But we have to pay the vendor to look after the parking. So we're not going there, okay? We aren't ready to discuss this, sir, okay? Thank you. Okay. What's your pleasure?
I think John Allen had a comment or question.
Yes, John.
You're talking about voting yes or no on the paid parking, and then the committee, I guess my question is, what is the process for forming the committee? Advertise on the website? Have volunteers? Does the volunteers form up and pick a chairman?
Well, I think we have to decide first whether or not we're going to have a committee. If it's a mute subject, there's no need in getting into the details or the procedure.
Okay.
If we're going to have one,
well,
yes.
What you decided
on. Yeah, no, there's a standard process that was developed when we started the committees years ago, as far as taking volunteers, and then the chairman of that committee gets picked by the committee itself.
I think we need volunteers for this committee if we do.
Well, from the perspective that I would say is, paid parking or no paid parking is a decision that we should make up here and then tell people to determine how to apply it with some guidelines if we do that. But even if we don't have paid parking, we need to look at parking in aggregate with the tremendous growth going on around us. We need to look at how do we want to manage, or do we want to change the neighborhoods, or don't we want to change the neighborhood parking?
Yeah,
that's what I mean. You have this stuff down here. So paid parking is one little piece of our parking puzzle. So the question is, after I'd like to come up with really good parameters before we send people off on this again. That'd be my view. I think that's what you said.
The lady here had a question.
I think this is a really good list of some direction to give to a committee should you choose to vote on it. The only thing that I would add to this list is we need to take into consideration the business owners also.
Oh, yes.
And that's not on this list. I would encourage us to do that also.
Oh, absolutely. That's just
and we can definitely add that.
That's my opinion.
Yeah, because you have to talk. Do you need 2-hour parking?
The business owners typically don't support paid parking.
Pardon?
Business owners don't typically support paid parking.
I understand that, but there is an impact. I mean, I think we should look at all of it. We look at numbers, let's look at them all.
That's true. And even if you don't have paid parking, you may want to consider should you have 2-hour parking in front of the restaurant so they get turned for their business.
Right.
I mean, so there's a lot to consider. So, what's your pleasure, ma'am?
I'm asking you guys to hear motion either way.
I think what we've got here is almost a complete way to figure out how we're going to handle parking, regardless of whether we go give a yes or a no. So, myself would like to wait till the project is over. Then we look at everything in the project, and then. So that
are you saying
September.
You would like to? Well, will we have the figures by our September council
it's
meeting?
Later on the agenda, I'll report to you and asking you what you want to do about this. We can discuss that now.
Do you think we'll have enough information by the September meeting to make a decision? Because there are like only 1 week left in September if we do that. Mm-hmm. Okay, you want to table it till our September meeting?
It's not likely.
So we're not going to do a 30-day stoppage then.
Not likely we'll get more traffic in September than we have now, except maybe the one weekend.
So what do we need to decide first if we're going to stop it before September?
I'd like to see it go through September myself, because that's the best part of the shoulder for fishing, and it's also the overlapping of the end of the holiday season.
Okay. I agree with that. September.
And does our contracts and all with everybody cover it through September? Okay.
So this has nothing to do with parking, but can we ever have a bike path that can go all the
way
down to the
we're not finished.
Food line?
Sir, please, we're not finished.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you.
Would you like to table this until our September meeting?
I'd like to make a motion that we table this till the September meeting.
A second.
Second.
Yeah, second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
And it may be that this is a special meeting.
That's true. That's true.
Jim, October is sometime my second busiest month of the year. In September, and
you've
got the October
comment. Okay, good.
That's a good point. We'll certainly talk to the owners,
we'll
right?
We'll look at.
Okay.
But the part of the problem is that the vendors don't go that far. So the program will end unless we extend it.
Okay.
I'll I'll get with you.
Yeah, that's why you're counseling, I'm not.
No.
Okay. Jim or John, a public hearing for the new fire station.
As part of our process to get people on board for the construction phase of the new construction of the fire station and town hall and police department renovations, we'd already hired our architect, and council decided that they wanted a project manager, so they put out a request for proposals, and we received a number of requests for proposals. We then graded all of those requests. There were six of them, I think, and graded them and took the top three, and then went through the top three and decided what order, first, second, or third. We then took we were having a meeting with the architect, and so we took the top ones that we had picked to include them into the meeting so that we could see how they operated. After the meeting was over with, in discussions with the town clerk, we decided that we were happy with that group. And that group was Constructive Building Solutions. We then took that information to the rest of council, and they have been working with the architects continuously since then. And this was the first council meeting where we could accept their contract. They have as you can see in their contract, they have a top end figure of cost not to exceed $85,400. If there is anything that they, of the services that they provide, they will charge us. If they do anything outside their list of services, they will charge us $125 an hour for work that we do over and above the agreement with their contract. Hopefully everybody's read the contract. All it takes now is, unless there's questions regarding their use or any of the others that need to be used, I would make a motion that we accept Constructive Building Solutions contract not to exceed for a 12-month time frame $85,400 and for items over and above their agreed to process of $125 an hour.
I'll second that.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Okay. You want to continue to number three? Sorry, I'm losing my voice here.
Oh, okay. What we're doing is requesting a motion to schedule a public hearing because of the fact we need to amend Section 80 of the Town Building and Facilities, Chapter 19 of the Zoning Code or Ordinances that amends. The amendment will then exempt the town from setback requirements, which is necessary for the footprint of the new fire station. It is, John can explain it better, but it's within, it's not within the requirements that we have now. And we've had the town attorney review it, and he feels that this is an acceptable way to do to make sure that it's covered properly. So,
would you like for me to go go over it with them. So section 19-80 of our code of ordinances specifically spells out that town buildings and facilities shall be permitted in all zoning districts and shall not be considered to be non-conforming to the area. What it doesn't say is that the setbacks do not apply.
Oh.
So in the design phase of the fire department, it's pretty apparent that we will not be able to meet the setbacks of our property over there and maintain a viable size for what is needed. So in consultation with the town attorney, we feel that if you've got my memo in front of you, we feel that if you had the language spelled out in red in that section, that should take care of that concern. The second item that I would ask your opinion on is whether or not you want to send this to P&Z for their review first, which is the normal practice with a direction from town council.
Normally, I would have no problem with that, other than the fact that we're in the process of picking contractors now. They're probably going to be doing it within the next 30 days. And if, in fact, they're doing regular plans, they're going to have to put the building somewhere in those plans. And they'll, if we say, go ahead, this is going to go through, and they do that, fine, and it doesn't go through.
Yeah. Are we required to take it to PNC?
Standard operating procedure, yeah.
Okay,
I mean, it has it in our ordinances that we're required to do it, or it's just standard procedure?
It's required.
It's required.
Well, then that answers the question.
That answers the question.
The thing of it is, what I would recommend is if you're going to pass this as you are wanting to, is to send it to P&Z, asking them to hold a meeting right away and tell them what you are desiring to do, and you need an immediate decision from them. They can either say yay, or they can either say nay. It doesn't make any difference because you're not bound by it. But you have complied with the law.
So the next scheduled P&Z meeting is September 6th.
John, did you have a comment?
Yeah.
As a chairman.
Looking at the code, as Mr. Batson pointed out, 80, town buildings and facilities, shall not be considered to be non-conforming to the area in which they are located. So wherever it's going to go, it's considered by being a town building or facility not to be considered non-conforming, if I got all the knots right in there. So it doesn't need to meet setbacks, I don't know. Now the next paragraph, 19-81, is public utilities and facilities. They are also, which are necessary to public health, safety, welfare, shall be permitted in all zoning districts and shall not be considered non-conforming to the area in which they're located as long as they don't present health hazard or create noise. It goes on. 80 stops right there at the same paragraph. But 81 goes on and says the public utilities or facilities shall meet all setback requirements and height limitation for the district they're located in. So what's the difference in a town building and facility and a public utility and facility? And to me, since the second paragraph of 81 further defines that you will comply with setbacks, I don't think you have to exempt paragraph 80 from not meeting the setbacks. But it's not called out that you will do that.
I think I would agree with you, John, but I'll defer to you guys.
I agree with them too.
I agree.
But I was on the rules.
Well, with all due respect to your building inspector, who is the one who interprets the code, I think you need to...
Yeah, basically, when John brought the problem to us, the problem was two different paragraphs in two different sections, one that addressed setbacks and the other that didn't address setbacks. And after looking at it, the town attorney came up with a ruling that he felt that it was okay to go forward, and that we thought that with this new language, we would then be able to put together those two paragraphs so that they would match without having the additional language of setback.
Well,
John,
if you exempt town buildings and facilities in A, you still got 81, which says the public utility facilities will meet all setbacks.
Well, that is the point. Is a public utility the same thing as a public building? Are you talking about dwell houses? Or are you talking about the
AT&T building? First one, which says town buildings and facilities these include but not limited to town hall, fire station, garbage, various lift stations, well sites, water storage tanks.
Okay, I tell you, I think, at least in my opinion, I think we should ask them to have a quick meeting and get a ruling from John and his group that if we need to change, we change it. If we don't need to change, then it stands as defined.
So I'm here to tell you we need a change.
Okay, well, okay.
Whether or not you want to change it or not, that's up to you. But okay. My job is to interpret ordinance.
Yeah.
My interpretation of that ordinance is that fire department cannot be built as it's designed right now.
Okay.
And that's why we're here.
As such, I prefer it if and proceed to send it to P&Z with a recommendation.
Then I would make a motion that this goes to P&Z with a request that P&Z hold a meeting as early as possible.
A second. Ms. Codius.
What kind of time limit do we have to have in scheduling a meeting?
Your next meeting is fine.
Next meeting's okay.
That's in 2 weeks?
Yes, yeah. As long as for your next meeting, if you schedule the public hearing tonight for your next September meeting, then you get your recommendation. You
what do you mean, a hearing?
Go in front of the P&Z committee.
Yeah.
No, the hearing is...
The public hearing for us is September 16th.
You've got to have a hearing because you're changing...
At our next council meeting.
Right.
Well, if we have our meeting on the 6th and resolve this, or we will have an answer. And we can send that to you without waiting for the 19th for me to come up and brief you on it.
Okay. If we could send it to P&Z and schedule a public hearing.
Yep.
You can do the motion.
Okay. I think it would be prudent on the town. I totally agree with what Don's saying. Is if the public utilities have some say in it, is to have them weigh in. Does this building...
We don't have any public utilities. I mean, we've got public works, and that's all.
You have the electric company,
This, but we're not talking about public utilities. That's Section 81. We're talking about Section 80.
Okay, I understand that, and respectfully. But if you're changing the building dynamics, I'm just saying if there's going to be changes in the way the electrical is run and things like that, it would be prudent to have electric companies or whatever, because they may be required by other codes outside of our little town where they can't go into a certain setback with some of their utility stuff. I don't know. John, do you know?
Well, if we don't have setbacks for our town buildings, then they don't have to worry about setbacks.
Okay, and what's behind the building? Is it residential?
No, ma'am.
No, the piece of property is surrounded on three sides by town property.
Okay.
And
or Sunny Point. Okay.
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 Do we have everything clear, Kathleen?
I don't think I need a motion.
we had a motion and a second, I thought.
Okay. Yeah, and my motion was
all those in favor?
Aye.
Can you just
Opposed?
To send it to DOC?
Yes, please.
Hold a meeting to consider changing word.
Okay, we still need to have a motion to have our public hearing. That wasn't part of your motion.
No.
Okay.
Then I make a motion that we have a public hearing on changing the town ordinances to be prior to the next council meeting.
September 19th.
Can you?
Or not?
Oh, she wants you to read it the way she
okay,
wrote it.
Okay,
well, I need time to advertise. So.
Okay.
Can you read it the way she wrote it?
In your next meeting?
Under 3.
Part B?
3A. Here you go. 3A.
Oh, request a motion to schedule a public hearing, first order of business on September 19th, 2017, to amend Section 80, Town Buildings and Facilities, of Chapter 19 on zoning of the code or ordinances. Amendment exempts town from setback requirements, which is necessary for footprint of new fire station.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, we have one other encroachment on 7th Avenue. You want to explain that?
Would you like Jim to start or would you like me to start?
You, no, I
yeah,
want
you
to, you. And in layman's terms.
So, we have a piece of property that's deeded to us that has property lines just like any other piece of property in Green Beach. Right next to our piece of property, we have 7th Avenue, which is considered town right-of-way, which hypothetically that's our property also. The footprint of the new fire station crosses over the property line of our piece of property out there in the canal, out there in the corral, crosses into our town right-of-way. I brought this up as an issue, and actually it's been talked about several times, but now we're kind of down to the gun here, and it's my opinion that we need to do something about that, because normally I would not permit anybody else in our municipality to cross a property line of the structure.
But we own
that's
7th
the,
Avenue, or
that,
do we?
That's the crux of the issue. I would say, I believe we're close to resolution on this, John.
Yes.
David and I have some clear direction based on your good work with Ned.
Yes.
And based on some follow-up work that Andy has taken a look at. So David and I will meet with a prospective individual and try to close this. We don't anticipate an issue, but we will keep you posted.
Okay.
Because that has to, we have to do this quickly. So, do I need a motion for that, or?
Well, I don't know, because I don't know what you're going to do.
Just go
so.
Forward.
I got it. So, is there general consensus that, to let me work on this?
Yes.
All right. If you note Kathleen, that I will work it with David Hagler. All right.
Okay. We've already heard from Jimmy on our border testing. And we decided to go ahead and exercise our 30-day out clause.
Yes.
Is that right? That takes us to September 30th, right?
Well, we actually said we would continue this month and probably rejudge October based
yeah,
on
I think
some
we all agreed we wanted it to go through September. Is that 30-day out the end of September or the end of October?
Do you want me to address this?
Yeah, go ahead.
The initial agreement is through September 30th. We
beginning as soon as we could start in July through the end of September 30th. 30-day out, we put that in there for us and also with the property owners if you would stop it before then. I have spoken with both of the property owners. They would like to continue through the end of September, even though I've explained to them that we're not looking at much revenue, if any. There may be a loss with the town. All the rain we've had in August is not helping. The program started July 7th. We're talking about the pilot paid parking program for the three private lots. It's grossed $11,568 in revenue through August 16th. Money is coming in. It's not pouring in. I don't know that this will ever be a huge revenue maker for the town, but I think there are other things, as you were talking about with making a decision about parking, other things to look at as to how you control the traffic that's coming in, how you direct people to the businesses, how you do your time parking where your restaurants are. And pay parking did not start people parking in front of the restaurants all day long. That's been going on as long as the 9 to 10 however many years I've been here. As of now, the parking vendor estimates the net revenue for the 3 months of $1,326. So as long as nobody's getting rich from this. But these are overflow lots. I think you're going to have to keep that in mind when you're looking at whether there's revenue to be made on town parking spaces when people don't have a choice. People do have a choice. Our finance officer asked him to use some numbers that the parking vendor sent to us. A lot of it's still guesstimate based on their budget and the actual numbers that we've seen. We may even be looking at a loss of up to $5,300 for the whole 3 months if we continue. So what I'm saying to you is you have to decide whether you think the data that's being gathered, how often the lots are being used, if it's worth it to continue or not. I do actually have one property owner who wants to continue it on one lot through the end of October, again, because that's a big fishing time of year. The other property owner's fine with that, whatever the town wants to do. So I'm asking if you want to exercise a 30-day termination clause contract, which means I give notice tomorrow in the unit in 30 days, which will be going into September anyway, or if you want to let it run through the end of September 30th, that's one thing. Number two, the parking vendor is willing to carry on in one lot only for the end of October if council's okay with that, but there's no guarantee that there will be new revenue netted off of that.
So you need a decision on going past September 30th now or ending September 30th?
I think we have council members who would like to see us exercise a 30-day out. And this is just an update.
See, I thought we decided that
about
a half an hour ago.
It's going to be another thing before we exercise it.
Thoughts?
I would say, and I apologize, I have your memo on your desk. I didn't put the numbers until late yesterday afternoon. I would say that I think the program has answered some questions to the initial reaction that we would know. That we would get the paid parking, what they call problems, the VBA problems. And the police chief has reported that they don't haven't noticed any additional issues over what they normally encounter every summer with having the paid parking lots. Now, town hall's been very quiet. I haven't gotten any phone calls or the ladies up front about paid parking, so we're not getting the concerns that we heard tonight when we moved in town hall. I think it's interesting to note the one lot by Glenn and Joe's, which used to be full all the time during the day, is not, except on weekends. We don't know who's parking there. Are they employees of the local businesses?
Yeah, I have a single car in there today.
Are they residents? And where are they parking now? If they're not having parking pushed up into the neighborhoods, where are they going to park? If the matrix is not coming back, do we even have a parking lot in the beach? I think those are the types of information that you may be able to gather from this study.
Well, basically, we want to know, do we want to extend it to September 30th or stop it earlier? And I thought we had already made this decision, but...
Do I have a motion then, please, Mayor?
I thought we did.
Make a motion that we have a program extend to the end of October, or September.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay. the facility update and relocating staff.
Okay. We've had a number of meetings with the architect, and the last meeting was with the architect and the project manager. We've gotten a huge amount of very, very good input from the project management company. Things that and the next meeting is going to be on August 24th here at Town Hall. Our original intention for construction process of the Town Hall was that we were going to try to continue the operations of Town Hall to a certain extent while construction took place on other portions of Town Hall, and then switch our people over to the completed section and then finish the other one. After discussion with the project manager and the architect, they said that pretty much that we were crazy to even think about doing something like that, because that was definitely no way to treat our help to be in an office while there's hammering and sawing and all kinds of construction going on around them, that the people doing the construction were going to have to increase their cost in order to make it safe for citizens to come in to do work, and also to make it safe for the people that we've got here at Town Hall. So we pretty much very quickly reached the consensus that if we moved everybody out of Town Hall and possibly the police department, that still needs to be looked at, that it would probably knock 2 months off of construction. And they estimated, this is just an estimation, but they estimated that 2 months would probably be worth $100,000 to us as far as money not spent. So obviously we're going to try to close Town Hall to regular operations and transfer it. We're now in the process of looking to see where we can do that at. We have a number of options. One is the community center, that we could move things over to the community center. That's good. It's big enough to take everything. But the bad part is it shuts down the community center for community center operations. And the community center brings in not a whole lot of money, but it brings in some money. And it would be for a year. So it would be difficult probably once we moved out and back in here to get the community center up and running again. So that's both a positive and a negative. We have been looking at the rental of trailers and where the location of those trailers would be if we rented them. The police department has certain requirements as far as security. So as I stated earlier, that's going to be the main thrust of the meeting we're going to have, is how do we put this puzzle together and make sure that we get the maximum work out of the contractors to build this and make it safe for our employees and not inconvenience the townspeople who come to Town Hall to do business. So film at 11. We'll let you know what we come up with. But what will happen is the Town Hall will be moved for the better part of a year to some other location in town. And we also have to look at where monthly town council meetings are going to be. So there's a number of items that we need to have answers to that we don't have yet. That's it, unless there's any questions.
Okay, consideration of new business.
I have one more consideration of new business. I was wondering why we can't have a bike path all the way down a food line.
Because the military won't allow it.
Sunny Point, not a fan of that.
On both sides of the tracks?
Yep.
Well, I don't see why they can't. It would be like a fire.
Quite that easy.
All right, whatever.
The best thing we can tell you is call your council, your call your state senator.
Congressman.
I wrote Washington, but I found out he was dead, and the rest of the guys up there, they can't even find their shoes.
I feel your pain.
Yes. Well, they're bargaining there too, honestly.
Okay, under new business, number one. My name is on this, but I have no idea what this means.
We have been discussing for a number of years now upgrading our premier intersection, our only intersection, the big one with the lights and the turn signal on it, of upgrading it and making crossing signals operate crossing signals and make it ADA compliant. It is pretty much ADA compliant as far as curbing and ability to get from the street without tripping over the curb from the different corners. But after some research, some of which was done by our mayor, others done by both Public Works Department and the Police Department, part of our problem is to do what we think needs to be done to have the upgrading complete. There are two telephone poles that have to be removed, and there are two fire hydrants that need to be removed. That is a lot of money. Plus, we don't know where to put the fire hydrants once we move them. So
the stuff on the poles.
Hmm?
Or the stuff on the poles, because according to John Elliott at Duke Power, there's no place to put the stuff that's at the top of the poles.
Based on my conversations with the police chief and also the information that the mayor has supplied to us, my personal opinion is that, one, we've got too many irons in the fire now to get another big project like that going, and two, that we have a very nice intersection as it is right now. There's an excellent safety record there. There could always be improvements, but it is a reasonably safe area for as busy as it is. So personally, I would like to put this aside for right now until we've got a little bit more breathing room.
I would also like to request that if and when it comes up again, we invite John Elliott from Duke Energy to come and talk to us in layman's terms about what is at that intersection, and not just the cost, but why it can't be relocated because of all the technicalities that are involved and know where to put those things. So when we're no longer on council, okay, you're going to remember that to invite John Elliott, right? Any other questions?
When you retire,
about the intersection,
give that envelope to the newer girl.
Yes, yes. Kathleen will deliver it for you. Amendments to our code of ordinances on privilege license tax and our decals. Yes, Nancy.
The next two items are an effort to clean up our code and repeal certain sections of the code that are no longer valid. First one is repeal Article 2 registration display decal, subsections 10-16 through 10-40 as presented. The decal that's outlined in the code is associated with the vehicle tax that we are allowed to levy per the state of North Carolina. Last year, the finance officer had many discussions with him in retreat about having the Department of Motor Vehicles collect this tax at the point of registration, and we've been doing that for a year. This section of the code is no longer valid and needs to be repealed. This has been reviewed with the attorney, and he's in agreement with me. So I'm asking for a motion to repeal Article 2 registration display detail subsections 10-16 to 10-40.
I move we repeal Article 2, registration, display of decals, subsections 10 to 16, 10-16 to 10-40 as presented.
One second.
I don't understand that. What does that mean? Like, when I first get my car, I got a decal, so if there's a hurricane, I can come back in to my car?
Yes.
It's a separate decal.
Can it be voluntary?
It is voluntary.
Okay.
We started.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay.
B is repeal Article 2 license taxes, subsection 16-6 through 16-34. And then Article 1 in general to add subsection 16-1 to 16-2. Again, this is something that last year the General Assembly repealed our authority to charge privilege licenses. So everything in our code related to this is no longer state law and needs to come out. And it's a language in Article 1 and 2, 16-1 and 16-2, says that there is one thing of wine and alcohol.
Beer and wine license.
And it also adds that gives authority for the town, for the state, to levy that vehicle tax that we talked about. It's just that we need to have that in the code to say that we have the right to have DMV collect that tax. So I'm requesting a motion to repeal Article 2, license taxes, subsection 16-16 through 16-34, and then Article 1 to add subsection 16-1 to 16-2 as presented.
I make a motion to repeal Article 2, license taxes, subsection 16-16 to 16-34, and then Article 1 in general to add subsections 16-1 and 16-2 as presented.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, the mayor has no updates. Commissioners?
Okay, I have one update on the Port Waterway and Beach Commission. For Curry Beach, New Hanover County has provided a response to the United States Army Corps of Engineers FY17 work plan deliverables supporting a FY19 maintenance event for our beaches. So we have begun the process with the county, with our sandman, Leighton Bledsoe, to get the information in there. There was one interesting point brought up. Our borrow site right now is approximately 2.5 miles east into the water from the Carolina Beach Pier. The cutter ran into some resistance last time when we were trying to get sand for our beach. So there is now, just for your awareness, there's a new geothermal study assessment to look at our borrow area B. So if there are any issues on the type of sand, whatever, I will let you know. But nothing's anticipated.
Now, borrow area B is closer to Curie Beach?
I believe, I'm not exactly sure where borrow area B is.
Directly offshore.
Yeah.
Our diver would probably know that much
better.
But
I mean, it's a smaller area.
Yes, so, but it does become important because the sand you put on the beach is critical that it match the sand on the beach so it adheres to each other. Bigger sand rolls off smaller sand. So positive news, we're looking at a year 19 event. And hopefully all the money will be there.
Okay.
Federal and state.
Joseph, do you have anything you'd like to add?
I'm good.
Add?
No, ma'am.
Okay. Do I have a motion to adjourn the meeting?
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Thank you. The meeting is adjourned.
I guess this all happened.